Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Johnny Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Howdy, folks, 9:26 here on this Friday evening. It's Football Friday, jam-packed Friday. I'm sure a whole lot of giddiness amongst the Met fans with Steve Cohen officially taking over the team. But as you start to get your fantasy lineups ready for the weekend, this guy's riding into the rescue. From fantasypros.com, one of our weekly contributors, my good pal, the great Jason Katz. What's happening, Kitty? How you doing, baby?
Going on, JJ. Good to be here, as always.
Jason, the pleasure is all mine. And let's start here. Michael Thomas fantasy owners. When does it get to a point where the Michael Thomas fantasy owner comes to the conclusion the guy who's been a beast over the last couple of years is simply not that because of injuries here in 2020?
It's one of those things where, you know, the high ankle sprain is a lengthy injury, but it's certainly not as devastating for receivers as it is for running backs. With that being said, you know he's missing 3 or 4 weeks. You get now into that fifth week, that sixth week, and it's not just the ankle injury. Now there's off-field concerns. Now he picked up a hamstring injury, probably try to favor the ankle. And with all the chatter coming around New Orleans, you wonder, is this guy coming back at some point? I mean, yes, I think he will, but it's got to be incredibly frustrating because in a year where you probably needed to go running back early, you went Michael Thomas, you thought you at least had that locked up and you could figure out running back. Now you don't have wide receiver figured out. And it's just an all-around disaster for anyone who drafted Michael Thomas.
Jason, when it comes to your favorite team, the Cowboys, they went into the year with all of these great fantasy options, from Zeke to Cooper to Lamb to Gallup, and now they're down to their third-string quarterback. How much does that impact things if you owned anybody on Dallas? I feel like the value of all of those guys has been diminished by at least like 40%.
With Dak Prescott, this team possessed at least 5, if not 6, fantasy-relevant players. Without Dak Prescott, whether it's Andy Dalton or Ben DiNucci does not matter. There are 2 fantasy-relevant players, and one of them is severely diminished, and that's Ezekiel Elliott. You've got Amari Cooper, who is still the wide receiver one on the team, and despite the quarterback changes, he still has 7 receptions each of the past 2 weeks. So even though that touchdown upside is obviously completely shattered with the team incapable of moving the ball at all, the reception should still be there enough to keep him in wide receiver 2 territory. But Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb are completely useless at this point. Dalton Schultz, nothing more than maybe you get 3 catches to 30 yards. And Ezekiel Elliott goes from elite RB1 to mid to low RB2 because he can't get anything going, which is obviously not just because of Dak or Dalton. It's because of the decimated offensive line.
Jason, how concerned would you be about the weather and more specifically the wind in a bunch of these matchups here coming up Sunday?
Normally, I tend to dismiss weather because I do think that the fantasy community kind of overplays it a bit, especially when it comes to rain. But this week, we have at least 3 games, to my knowledge, that are projected to have some serious, serious wind. We're talking upwards of 25 miles per hour, which is the relevant number you want to focus on, 25 miles per hour. When you get to that number, you get over 15, really, you start to think about it. But at 25, you're starting to see it really impact game plans. If you have kickers in these games, just forget about it. There's no reason to ever take a kicker in bad weather. So it doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if it's Justin Tucker or Harrison Butker. If your kicker is in bad weather, start somebody else. It's just not worth it. It's a kicker. Take somebody in a dome or playing in warm weather. But when it comes to the real players, specifically those that are relying on the passing game, you're going to see deep balls struggle when you have 30 to 40 mile per hour winds to deal with. So if you have guys like Derek Carr, or Raiders, or Browns. I think those are 2 of the games that are in considered that might have a problem, as well as I think the Patriots and Bills are looking at potential issues. You need to strongly consider whether you have an alternative that has enough upside to pivot off these players dealing with severe winds.
All right, Jason, before we get to a couple of Twitter questions, your must-start quarterback for the week, maybe have to dig a little deeper, maybe, you know, the wind or a couple of situations had you pivoting on what direction you were going to go, but what quarterback do you love here on Sunday or Monday?
Last week we hit with a rookie. We're going with another rookie this week. We're going with Joe Burrow, the first overall pick. It wasn't just a career fantasy performance last week for Burrow. It was a legitimately great quarterback performance. He threw for 406 yards and 3 touchdowns. He completed 75% of his passes. He added a rushing touchdown. The Titans are vulnerable through the air. They're allowing 272 passing yards per game. This game should be high scoring. And even though I don't think the Bengals are going to win, I do think that Burrow will have to throw a lot, and that's the type of offense that they want to be right now. So I'm all in on Joe Burrow in real life and in fantasy.
All in on Joe Cool. Can't blame you there. Who do we not like in these Week 8 games?
We don't necessarily like Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not saying to completely fade him because there should be enough volume here, but we have a lot of history on Ben versus the Ravens. And in 23 career starts against the Ravens, Ben averages 248 yards passing, 1.6 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Those are not good fantasy numbers. The Ravens are allowing just 230 passing yards per game. They've only given up 8 passing touchdowns in 6 games. This is just not a good spot for a ceiling game for Ben.
All right, Jason, move over to the running back position. Obviously got to dig deep. Injuries obviously could play a role, but who is the must-start at running back?
I'm kind of taking the easy road here, and I apologize for that, but I'm going to lump Giovanni Bernard and Boston Scott together because they're both backups. Set to see what should be one more week of feature back usage. Both the Bengals and the Eagles are on bye in week 9, which means that Miles Sanders and Joe Mixon are going to be held out. They get that extra week to get healthy. I do expect both of them back in week 10, which means that we've got one more week to use Gio and Boston Scott. They were given RB1 usage last week, and they performed as RB1. Favorable matchups against the Titans and Cowboys. I would just chase the volume this week.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I wish I owned Gio Bernard in the league, specifically the league in which I have Joe Mixon. If only I was so lucky, couldn't draft him. Unfortunate. Anyway, Jason, running back to avoid.
Another duo here. We're going with the Ravens running backs. I know it's another group selection. I'm sorry. There actually aren't any clear fades this week, at least not of running backs you'd actually consider starting. It's just a real tough situation, like you said, with buys and injuries all piling up. So I'm just going to remind everybody that Mark Ingram, who is probably not going to play, but along with Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins, they're going to form this committee, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. That's the problem that we've had with the Ravens all season, is that it's not like you have defined roles. It's more of just, whatever, John Harbaugh is going to put these guys in, and they're going to do what they want. And there's just no way any of them can muster up any reliable fantasy value.
Jason, let's get to a couple of Twitter questions that maybe will help with wide receivers. I got a flex one here. This should be interesting. And all three are not great options, full disclosure. Denzel Mims, Wayne Gallman, Tevin Coleman, full PPR, deep league. Got to play one, Jason. Who's it going to be?
This is a fantastic question because it could be a tough decision or it could be one that's made for you. Now, with the Giants playing Monday night, that kind of throws a wrench into it. If all things being equal, if Gallman, you would like to go with Gallman, that's only if Devonta Freeman doesn't play. You'll know for sure tomorrow, you'll know for sure if he's definitely not playing, if he's ruled out. If you can afford to wait, I might take the chance here. Otherwise, you're deciding between Mims and Tevin Coleman. If Tevin Coleman is active, I actually think they're going to throw him right back into the fire, and they're going to give him 20 touches right out the gate. I would not be surprised to see that happen, especially with Raheem Mostert still out, and apparently Jarvis Kinn is dealing with whatever tired legs are. So I would rank them, if everybody plays, I'd rank it Tevin 1, Gallman, if Devonta Freeman doesn't play 2, Mims 3. But you may be forced into Mims because Tevin doesn't play and Devonta Freeman is fully healthy.
Jason, I actually have a tight end question for you. Full PPR, Rob Gronkowski coming off a terrific game against the Raiders. Noah Fant, who'll be taking on the Chargers, we hope, if everything goes according to plan with COVID. Is it Gronk out of default because of that situation?
I love Noah Fant as a player. He's so talented. But if anybody was watching that game last week, every other play, this guy's limping off the field. He is not fully healthy. As a tight end, you can play through an ankle sprain much more easily than other positions. That's what he's doing. But you saw they were using Albert O a lot more than previously. And Drew Lock's connection with him, I think that they may notice that Noah Fant is a bit banged up and kind of scale back his usage a bit. It's definitely Gronk against the Giants.
Okay, Jason, before we get you out of here, wide receiver, must play, must sit. Let's combine it into one answer. Who do we like and who do we not like?
All right, so if we're going with the must play, I'll try to do this as quickly as possible for you. Must start is Brandon Ayuk with Deebo Samuel out. It's the rookie's time to shine. Running backs are decimated. Seahawks have allowed 10 touchdowns to wide receivers this season. He's coming up a 6-catch, 115-yard performance. And the guy we're fading is your boy, Devontae Parker. I still like Parker as a player, just not this week, not against Jalen Ramsey. We have no idea what to expect in Tua's first start. Facing a ferocious Rams defense, they've allowed just 3 touchdowns to wide receivers this season. They shut down Allen Robinson. This is not the spot for Devontae Parker.
Jason Katz over at fantasypros.com. Jason, there were so many Twitter questions, couldn't get to all of them. For anybody who's got a question for you, late, last-minute fantasy advice, where can they find you on Twitter?
Always on Twitter at JasonCast13. Happy to answer the start sits. And if we didn't get to yours on the show, just tweet it at me again directly because I can't remember what we got to and what we didn't, and I'll be happy to answer it.
Jason, you're a man of the people. Terrific work. We will chat next Friday, okay?
Look forward to it.
Job well done by our buddy Jason Katz.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.